You may be seated.
The kids should now come forward for Kids Corner, which will be presented by Kathy Anstett.
To see you today. Now most of you, or many of you, know who I am because I'm a teacher, aren't I, at North School. Now, what's a teacher supposed to do? Lauren, what's my job? To make money. That's true. We've been having a little economics unit, and that's right. My most important job is to keep my students safe. That's the first thing I'm supposed to do, is to keep you safe. And then the next thing I'm supposed to do is teach you things so that, yes, you can learn more things the next year and even more the year after that. And when you grow up, you'll be able to have a job and take care of your family and have a happy life and be a good citizen. That's my job. This whistle helps me to do my job. Does anyone know when I use this whistle? When, Faith?
At recess.
At recess. It's my whistle that I blow when it's time to go in from recess. And it's really important when I blow my whistle that everybody come. Because if I think everybody's in the line and I go outside and I'd leave someone out, that would be dangerous, wouldn't it? Right. They could play on the playground and hurt themselves and no one would be there to take care of them. Or someone we don't know could come and take them, and we wouldn't know where they were. So it's very important when I blow my whistle for my students to come, because that keeps them safe. But it's also important when I blow my whistle that they come, because the thing after recess is story. And I know that when I read books to you, that will someday help you to learn to read. And learning to read is very, very important. So my whistle, when I blow my whistle, I expect my students to come. And it makes me very worried when they don't. Well, later on today, when we read our scripture, you're going to find that God is feeling a little bit like a teacher who blew her whistle and no one came running. In fact, they not only didn't come running, they ran away. God is saying, the more I called my people, the further they went from me. And God's worried, just like a teacher would worry, because he knows now his children aren't safe, and he knows now that they're not learning the things they need to learn to be happy later on. So we don't want to be like that. When God calls, we want to come running. Now, how do we know when God called? Pretty easy to hear my whistle, isn't it? Yep. And if you don't hear my whistle, I yell too, don't I? I say, all right, preschool students, line up. So you know when I want you to come. How do you know when God wants you to come? Well, he always wants you to come. He always wants you to come. And the way we know that is in the Bible it says that God wants you to always love him. And if you really love him, you'll also love all the things he made. What did God make? Well, God made the earth, didn't he? And he wants us to love the earth and take good care of it. But what's probably the most important thing he made? You. That's right. You. And he wants us to love each other because he loved us first. All right. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we know that you have called us to love you and to love each other. And we hope that when we hear you call, that we'll come running. Give us the wisdom and the teachers and the help if we have lost our way. We ask in your name. Amen. Now, I have cups for you.
Sweet, Sweet Spirit. It is on page 334.